Thailand in turmoil. Authorities say several people have died in clashes between soldiers and anti-government protesters. Poland in shock. The country's president is killed along with around 130 others as their plane crashes in Russia. And the US stops transfer of soldiers to Afghanistan via its Kyrgyz airbase amid fresh questions about the fate of the facility. It's 7:30 p.m. here in Tehran. You're with Press TV's International News. The top story this hour, it's another tense day in Thailand. Clashes between anti-government protesters and security forces have left at least 8 people dead, among them civilians and soldiers. Around 200 people have also been injured. The clashes erupted near government and army buildings in the capital, Bangkok. Reports say live fire came from both sides. There are also reports of an explosion in central Bangkok, wounding 20 soldiers. The military and the opposition have now announced a ceasefire. Earlier, riots broke out outside the capital for the first time. Protesters stormed government offices in 2 northern cities. The opposition wants Prime Minister Apisit Wichachua to resign and call new elections. A plane carrying Polish President Lech Kaczynski and many other officials has crashed in Russia, killing everyone on board. Sources have put the death toll at 132, while others say 96 have been killed.
At 10:50 Moscow time, a Tupolev 154 plane carrying an official delegation from Poland crashed while attempting to land at Smolensk Airport. The plane crashed 100 meters from the landing strip into the forest. Unfortunately, there were no survivors.
Rescue teams have found the plane's black boxes, but initial reports say pilot error could have caused the crash years ago. Among others killed in the crash were also Poland's top military commanders, the former president in exile and deputy speaker of parliament. The heads of the president's chancellery and the National Security Bureau also perished, along with dozens of others. Moscow has voiced sympathy and condolences to Polish leaders and the nation and promised a thorough investigation into the incident. Prime Minister Tusk has called an emergency meeting after the president's death. The Polish parliamentary speaker has already been assigned to take over presidential duties until election is held in June. Meanwhile, the national flag has been lowered at the presidential palace.
STV's Shirin Arfai reporting there. Well, the U.S. military has suspended troop flights from its airbase in Kyrgyzstan following an opposition takeover. U.S. Military Central Command says all military passenger flights from the Manas military airbase have been stopped over security concerns and that cargo flights are not guaranteed. Over 50,000 NATO troops were transferred to Afghanistan through the Manas airport, air base that is, last month. Elsewhere in Kyrgyzstan, thousands of mourners gathered in the capital, Bishkek, to take part in a mass funeral for the victims of last week's protests.
Kyrgyzstan is mourning the second day of national mourning for the deaths of the unrest in the country. About 80 people were killed and 1,500 injured in Wednesday's violent uprising that forced the country's president flee. Thousands of Kyrgyz came together crying over the deaths of their loved ones. This is the first time since April 7th when they have come out on the streets with no fear of security forces. Former Ministry of Foreign Affairs Roza Otunbayeva has been nominated for the Kyrgyz premiership by the opposition. The new self-proclaimed interim government has organized the funeral of the outskirts of Bishkek on Saturday during a second day of mourning. During the ceremony, representatives of the social and political parties drawn up a petition with 300,000 signatures calling for the resignation of the president Kurmanbek Bakiyev. While mourners were putting flowers on the improvised tombs of their loved ones in front of the Bishkek White House, others were calculating their financial losses. Natalia owns a beauty salon right in front of the parliament, which has already survived a one revolution in 2005. But this time, looters robbed and totally destroyed it. Hospitals are still full of injured people, but doctors are hopeful to offer services to them.
The skull of this guy has been badly injured. He's one of dozens here.
Opposition leaders have taken over the full control of the country and the government has now resigned, but still there is no official confirmation. Interim government has promised to solidify its control of the country, but President Kurmanbek Bakiyev has refused to relinquish power. He has fled Bishkek for the south, where he has strong clan support. The situation in capital Bishkek seems to be slowly returning to normal as police and volunteers struggle to restore the daily life. Still, small-scale violence continues in Bishkek amid growing fears among the population that it might turn into a civil war. Oleksandra Molotkova, Press TV, from Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan.
A letter recently made public by the media has once again challenged the Vatican's insistence that it hasn't been covering up sex abuse carried out by Catholic priests. This as the Church continues to reject criticism of its handling of the abuse scandal.
More revelations of the Vatican's alleged cover-up of child abuse carried out by Catholic priests. A letter signed by Pope Benedict XVI shows that he resisted the defrocking of an American pedophile priest back in 1985. The Pope was then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. He headed an office charged with overseeing and defrocking priests. The letter was part of correspondence between the Diocese of Oakland in California and the Vatican about the proposed defrocking of Reverend Stephen Keisel. The priest had been sentenced to 3 years of probation in 1978 for sexually abusing two young boys in San Francisco. In the letter, the Pope voiced concerns that defrocking Keisel could, quote, provoke some scandal among the faithful. Some say the Pope's comments were part of the Vatican's culture of secrecy and were common at the time.
And then when he took over, I think he was following what was the practice of the time, that the Pope John Paul was slowing these things down. He didn't just walk out of the priesthood. But
church critics say it was part of the Vatican's attempts to cover up the abuse.
The pattern and practice of Cardinal Ratzinger was to delay the process because there was a concern that if all of a sudden you're laicizing numbers of priests, somebody's going to start asking questions. What's going on? Why is this happening?
They accused the Vatican of being more concerned about the church's reputation than the trauma experienced by sexual abuse victims.
Their biggest concern was how to protect the universal church from any scandal.
The Catholic Church is already under fire over a series of child abuse scandals in Ireland, the U.S., Germany, Norway, and Italy. In a move seen by many as an abrupt change of tone, the Vatican has called on the Catholic dioceses around the world to cooperate with police over sex abuse allegations against priests. The Vatican also says the Pope is planning to meet more abuse victims. And Italian media have reported that the Vatican is to issue guidelines for fighting pedophilia. All of this comes as part of the Vatican's struggle to improve its scandal-hit profile. But only time will tell if the church's efforts to recover its lost public trust will be successful.
You're with Press TV's World News. These are the top stories this hour. Thailand in turmoil. Authorities say several people have died in clashes between soldiers and anti-government protesters. Poland in shock. The country's president is killed along with around 130 others as their plane crashes in Russia. And the U.S. stops the transfer of soldiers to Afghanistan via its Kyrgyz airbase amid fresh questions about the fate of the facility.